The Hollywood Radio Theater. The Hollywood Radio Theater. Adaptations of famous motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Here is your host, Frank Brazee.
Greetings again, ladies and gentlemen. Behind the making of The Buccaneer, it was the hope of the producer, Cecil B. DeMille, that the picture would be something more than entertainment, that it would revive the memory of a hero that history had all but forgotten. Springing out of the swamps of Louisiana, this fabulous figure was responsible for one of the blackest nights of American history, with a bright flame of victory. He was John Lafitte, the ruthless lord of those early days on a pirate island only 90 miles from New Orleans. He was John Lafitte, the pirate patriot, who, with Andrew Jackson, saved New Orleans in the War of 1812, and of whom Byron wrote, "He left the corsair's name to other times, linked with one virtue and 1,000 crimes, and without whom all America west of the Mississippi might belong to England." No one knows where Lafitte came from or where he's buried. As for his soul, it might be in paradise or purgatory. He earned a place in either. On this program, Lafitte roars out of oblivion, brought to us by one of the most celebrated personalities the screen has ever known, Clark Gable. Now it's on to Louisiana. It's curtain time as the radio theater presents Clark Gable in The Buccaneer.
In 1814, the citizens of New Orleans often saw a printed notice brazenly displayed in public places. It read, "Sale of rare and notable goods this day at the temple." It was signed Jean Lafitte. The temple, scene of this thieves' bazaar, was a clearing in the cypress swamp. There, beneath tendrils of dripping moss, Jean Lafitte and his pirate crew insolently hawked their wares. Through the crowd strolled pirate musicians, their faces lean and scarred, their music gay. The good people of New Orleans came to look and stayed to buy. No one asking where the goods came from. No one dared to ask.
Now, what do you mean it ain't the best? That's the best Manila neck weed. Or the best Manila rope.
Silver, did you say silver, mister? Look at this.
Only one Spanish dollar. $1. Perfume sweet like Arabi. Monsieur, you want to buy some little perfume?
Thank you, no. I'm looking for Jean Lafitte.
Ah, Lafitte? What for?
Do I look like a soldier?
You? No.
And you can tell me. This is business.
Oh, business. Well, now look. You see that man standing by himself over there? That is Jean Lafitte. Perfume, sweet like Arabic.
Don't seem to be very popular, Mr. Lafitte.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I was thinking of that placard that I've seen posted about. Oh, there's one on that tree. Reward, $500 for the capture of Jean Lafitte, dead or alive. Signed by the governor, William C.C. Claiborne.
$500 reward for me shows that Governor Claiborne has a sense of humor.
My name is Crawford, Senator Crawford of the Louisiana Legislature.
Oh, you weren't thinking of collecting that reward, were you, Senator?
Hardly. But the British have a sense of humor, too.
The British?
And they make rather good friends. I'm sure the British think you're worth far more than $500.
You think so? Try some of this wine, Senator.
Thank you. Does my offer interest you?
Very much. But it could stand a little more explanation.
These are war times, Mr. Lafitte. You and your men could constitute a power in these waters.
A power for the British? I thought you said you were a senator from Louisiana.
That, I'm sure, needs no explanation.
I see.
Try to be back from your voyage in a fortnight. You will have British callers at Barataria. This is excellent wine. How much for the cask?
10 pieces of 8, 10 Napoleons, or $500 American paper.
You don't think much of American paper, do you, Mr. Lafitte?
I'm a businessman, Senator, and I don't think much of America's chances.
Neither do I.
I'll have the wine delivered to you. If you'll give me your... Will you excuse me? I have some important business.
Of course. Wasn't that Miss Annette de Remy's carriage that just passed? I thought I recognized Miss Annette and her Aunt Charlotte. It was their carriage.
You'll excuse me, Senator, but we're not exchanging confidences yet.
Mrs. Martin, I can't understand why the authorities permit it.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, you always say that, but you always come.
Don't be impertinent, Annette.
Once Spanish dollar! Perfume sweet like Araby. Madame, madame, only one Spanish dollar.
My man, did you come by these things honestly?
Huh? Do I not look like an honest man?
You certainly do not.
Hmm. Oh, Aunt Charlotte, please.
He looks as if he'd cut anyone's throat for a picayune.
Oh, me? Me, Dominique Yudi, cannoneer of Napoleon. Mademoiselle, Napoleon and me.
Oh, never mind the details. How much is this perfume?
Oh, that one. 3 Spanish dollars. But, madame, these... Ah, sweet like the breath of angels.
Huh. It smells more like liniment.
Oh, madame, madame, impossible. Behold, I drink it. So, madame, you are right, it is liniment.
Come along, Annette, I've seen enough of it. Annette, why? Where did she go? Annette, where are you? Annette! Annette!
Annette. You're more beautiful every time I see you.
Thank you, Mr. Lafitte.
You were late today, Annette.
I couldn't help it. My sister sailed for France. She's going to be married on the boat. There was such a crowd at the boat this year, I thought that I'd never get away. Oh, I was in terror that I wouldn't see you. And in terror that I would. Oh, Jean. What are we going to do?
Marry me. We could sail to France, too, like your sister.
Marry you. And I suppose you'd print the wedding invitation on the back of Governor Claiborne's reward for you. Dead or alive.
My sweet, you can have the governor's ears for a wedding present.
Oh, darling. Won't you ever be serious? You're in danger every hour.
Every minute that I'm near you.
Oh, Sean, we can't hide behind bushes and trees all our lives. Dearest, I want you to be able to come to my house. Like other men who
are more respectable?
Who are more honored. Oh, can't you understand? I want to be proud of my love. Well, there's nothing in your life I can share.
I have wealth. I have barataria.
Barateur is a word for cheap.
It's a kingdom with 1,000 men and ships that sail the Caribbean and the Gulf. I can give you anything you...
Yes, anything but self-respect.
Yes, you're right, Annette. I can't give you that.
Oh, Jean.
Listen.
What's that?
Trouble. You better go.
Hey, boss.
Boss, Dominic, what's wrong?
The governor. The governor is coming. He's bringing soldiers. We show him.
No. No steal, Dominic. Tell the men to carry the boats to the bayou. Load them with every piece of merchandise we have and shove off. Let the people stay, but the men and goods go. Hurry up. Now.
Aye, aye, boss.
Very clever of you, Lafitte. An hour ago, you were very busy here selling your stolen goods. And now, nothing. Very clever indeed.
Thank you, Governor Claiborne. Praise from you is high honor.
Only fear of injury to some of New Orleans citizens prevents me from bringing you to justice now. But they shall hear the judgment we have passed on you. Mr. Collector?
Yes, Governor.
Read the placard there, on that tree. Read it aloud.
Yes, Governor. For making himself a general nuisance, I offer $10,000 reward for Governor Claiborne's ears. Signed, Jean Lafitte.
You take this as a joke, do you, Lafitte? You'll find nothing to laugh at when General Andrew Jackson arrives in New Orleans.
I respect General Jackson.
He said... There's no room under the American flag for such bandits as you and your men. Do you laugh at that, sir?
No. But you have bigger and more respectable bandits who laugh at your flag.
making fortunes by selling sugar and cotton to the British. We all have faults, Governor. But I have respected the American flag, and we've never attacked a ship that flies it.
That governor scare us out of the temple? Where are we now? No place. 3 days at sea and not a haul yet.
Shut up, Bishop. Well, Dominic, come in. What do you want?
It is Brown Boss on the Vulcan. He just scuttled a merchantman. She's burning.
Does she look like a good haul?
Well, Boss, she's American.
An American boat? Where?
2 points off the starboard bow, and she's up in flames. This is pretty bad news.
Get on deck. Lay her into the wind. Stay by to lower the longboats as soon as she loses way. Light, no light.
Aye, aye, boy.
She's burning pretty fast, boy.
Can you say her name yet?
Name? Not yet. Oh, boy. There's the Vulcan. Brown is standing by.
I'll attend to Mr. Brown later.
Hey, what is that?
Way off.
Never before have I heard a barking fish.
There it is. Get that dog, Pickle.
Hey, there's more than a dog here, boss. There's a girl, too.
Get her in the boat.
A girl, huh? Well, well. Oh, a little pink mackerel, huh?
Lay her down over there. You all right?
Yes.
What boat is that? Speak up.
Corinthian.
Out of where?
New Orleans. They attack us. They make me jump over.
Ask her, is there anybody left on board?
We'll let Captain Brown tell us that. Pull over to the Vulcan. And all those other people on that ship. Did you put them off in boats, Mr. Brown? How many boats did you put them in? None. You remember my order, Mr. Brown? That all hands on a captured ship should have a chance for their lives.
We're through taking orders from you, Lafitte.
You are, Mr. Brown? My orders forbid boarding any ship flying the American flag.
That's the flag I'm under, up there in the masthead.
The black flag, eh? We're men without a country, Mr. Brown. Men cast up by the sea. Perhaps we'll be Americans someday. But not you, Mr. Brown, because I'm going to hang you now.
You ain't going to hang nobody, Lafitte. You're just a blubber-smelling pirate like the rest of us. And you've given your last command.
Oh. Any more complaints? Anybody like to follow Captain Brown? And stir yourselves. All hands to the braces. Square away the yard. Set your course for Barataria.
Boss, hey, boss. What about that pink mackerel, the girl?
She comes with us until she's well enough to leave.
Well, she's all that is left of the Corinthian, boss. She make a pretty bad witness.
I obey my own orders. She sailed under the American flag and she's safe from us.
I say, aye, aye, boss.
And everything from the Corinthian is to be kept out of sight. Nothing taken from that boat must be sold. You understand, Dominique?
Oh, well, I know. You have your breakfast now, boss?
Put it down there.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Oh, good morning. How do you like Barataria?
Well, I don't know yet. Your men say that I give them hemp fever.
Did you hear that, Dominique?
A gentleman does not laugh at the lady.
Dominique, he says that you're not a gentleman.
No, I say it to you.
What makes you think that I'm not a gentleman?
Your rings tell me.
And what do you know about rings?
One ring, it is a gentleman. Two rings. It is a vain and foolish man.
Now that you have enlightened me as to my multiple defects, go back where you belong. Dominique, keep this magpie out of my sight.
Hey, come along, my little cabbage.
But you did not tell me why I give the men hemp fever.
Hemp is a rope, and men sometimes die of a rope.
Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, the men are right. You're a walking death warrant for all of us.
Me?
Come here to me. What's the matter with your shoes?
They squeak.
I know that, but why?
Because they're in the ocean.
Well, take them out of the ocean. You're in a gentleman's home.
A gentleman's home? No wonder the fine people of New Orleans, they laugh at you.
How do you know? Were you ever inside their home?
Yes, I worked there.
You worked there? You scrubbed their floors, but you've got nerve enough to stand there and tell me I'm no... All right. Since you're such a monument of judgment, you can stay here and make yourself useful. What can you do?
I can cook, but I won't.
You certainly won't. What else?
I can sew, but I won't.
Do you eat?
Yes, thank you.
But you won't.
Oh!
Before you eat, you'll learn to make yourself useful. Scipio, give her the keys to this closet. She's going to learn to scrub floors.
Yes, sir. Here they are.
Both! Both coming in!
Give me that telescope. Yeah, my governor. Here.
Can you see? Who is she, boss?
British man of war, Sophia.
Oh, we'll let them have it, eh?
No, she's sending a boat under a flag of truce. Lock up that mackerel of yours while these Englishmen are here.
Aye, aye, boss. Come along, my little toadstool. We'll lock you up.
What have I done?
Huh? Nothing. Nothing yet. That is why we'll lock you up.
You lock me up because you're afraid of me. You are afraid I'll tell those British janitors that you burned a Corinthian. And I will if you lock me up.
My pink rosebud. You will not if I lock you up. Go on. In the closet.
Join us in our attack against the Americans, Mr. Lafitte. Every condition of those letters will be fulfilled.
It's a generous offer, Captain Lockyer.
Generous. The rank of captain in the British Navy and $30,000 in gold. Will the Americans match that?
No. They've only offered $500 for my head.
While we offer a full pardon to all of you, we will guarantee that...
You lock me up? Ha ha, but you forget. I have a key.
Who is this young lady?
Come in, Gretchen. These gentlemen are officers of the British Navy. They command big warships. They are interested in who you are.
You're certainly not American. Are you Dutch?
Tell them just who you are.
I am the friend of Mr. Lafitte.
Then suppose, just a friendly gesture, you leave us alone. Please?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Lafitte, will you fight for the British?
I must have a week for my reply.
Does it take a week to make up your mind?
On matters as important as this, my men have as much to say as I have. We are a republic and must put it to a vote.
Say no.
Well, I say yes. I say we fight for the British, and why not?
Aye, that's it, Granby. Give it to him, give it to him.
England will shake America like a dog shakes a rat.
Here, here, aye.
And what do you get from Claiborne? Nothing but the cramp iron, the cat, and the yardarm. But England offers gold and a clean pardon. Who's for England?
Shut your grab traps. The boss ain't had his say yet. Chuck your love.
What do you say, eh, boss? What do you say, eh?
You for England, yeah?
You scum of the world. You sewer-bred rats. Every country in the world has spewed you out. There's no land you can call your own. You, Jacques, you like it here, hmm? The air is sweet, hmm? Different from the stench of the sewers where you hid after you murdered your father. And you, Hans, the spoiler of the dead, the slinking grave robber of Hamburg. Miguel, the petty pickpocket of Madrid. And you, Dominique.
Boss, please,
The pet cannoneer of Napoleon.
Oh, well.
And Mouse, you deserter. What hole will you hide in to escape the lash and the yardarm? And the brave Granby. Shall I tell the story of Pensacola? Of the nun who prayed for your soul with your knife in her throat? And I'm the rottenest of you all. Because I'm your boss. All of us, the yellow-livered spawn of the world, thrown up here by a sea that's too decent to hold us. We land on the only shore that has let us stay. Louisiana. Louisiana, with long moss that hangs from the trees like the gray hair of a mother. And what do? We rob and kill. But still, she lets us stay. And now, for the first time, this mother needs help. A powerful enemy is landing on her shores. You heard her call, you white-livered squids. And what do you propose to do? Turn tail and run whining to the British to lick the hand that you're afraid to bite. But Louisiana will never show the white feather. Neither will America. It's a young nation, unprepared, with few weapons and few defenders. And it's getting licked. But I'm going to give it all I have. Who fights with me for America?
Me, Dominique, you!
Me, Gretchen van der Leephorst!
That was the first act of The Buccaneer, starring Clark Gable with the Lamp Bradner, Akim Timiroff, and Gertrude Michael. In just a moment, the curtain goes up on Act Two.
Maybe you don't think much about being able to drive. I mean, it's a freedom we pretty much take for granted. And your driving skills may seem almost second nature. But if you drive after drinking, those skills are impaired. Your judgment, reaction time, and coordination all become slower, even though you may deny it. You become a hazard to yourself and others. In case you have been taking driving for granted, consider this. If you're convicted of driving while intoxicated, whether you're a service member, civilian employee, or family member, you'll lose your installation driving privileges for a whole year. If you're stopped and refuse a blood alcohol test, you'll automatically lose your installation driving privileges for a year, regardless of the final decision on any other charges. Your record will follow you and could affect your career. Maybe it's time we started really thinking about driving.
And now, here again is your host.
It's time for Act Two of The Buccaneer, starring Clark Gable.
With the cheers of his men still ringing in his ears, Jean Lafitte sailed alone to New Orleans to place his army of pirates at the disposal of the government. The governor has accepted his offer. And now, before returning to Barataria, Lafitte brings the news to Annette.
Jean, you shouldn't have come here.
Shouldn't I?
No. But I'm glad you did. Oh, Jean.
No. Wait. Look at me. Carefully. What do you see?
A man who is very dear to me.
What else?
A man who shouldn't be here.
Nothing more? You don't notice a difference in me?
No. What is it?
I'm respectable.
You?
Yes, my good woman, respectable. At last.
Oh, you precious fool. Whatever you talking about?
It's very simple. Governor Claiborne and I are friends. They've accepted my offer to save New Orleans.
No, Jean. Oh, please, be careful.
That is true. Lafitte, Claiborne, Jackson. Those names will live in history.
Oh, Jean, tell me.
I'm on my way to the tailors now. If I give them 200 men, it'll be a captain's uniform. 500, I'm a colonel. 1,000, it's a general's epaulettes. The governor thanked me for my loyalty. Why, we're thicker than thieves. Well, closer than peas in a pod. Come here to me.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's really not a bad feeling.
What?
Respectability.
And how could you judge of that, Mr. Lafitte? Aunt Charlotte.
Good evening, madame.
Annette, you'd better see if any of the silverware is missing.
Madame, I found something a lot more precious than silverware. I'll take this miniature of your niece. Do you mind?
Mr. Lafitte!
You have caught me red-handed. But I'll make my escape. Goodbye, madame. I go to an ex-Louisiana to Barataria.
I'm very much afraid, Governor Claiborne, that you've been taken in.
Would you mind being more explicit, Senator Corbett?
There can be no doubt of it, Governor. And every man on this defense council will back me up. Look at the papers that John Lafitte showed you.
No British insignia. No seal attached to any of them. Are these letters a forgery?
I think Senator Crawford is right. They seem scarcely credible.
A commission in the Royal Navy? This is probably a scheme to lure Jackson to New Orleans so the British can land at Mobile.
Oh, that sounds like common sense to me.
What shall we answer him?
I know the exact answer, Governor. Dead pirates make the best pirates.
I send them again. Very well. Right. We'll send our ships to storm Barataria.
And I made this when you were gone.
Thank you. That's very nice, Gretchen. You see that, Dominic?
Yeah.
That's our flag now.
Yeah, that is pretty, eh?
But do you know for why it has 15 stars and 15 stripes?
Why, yes. It's because, Dominic.
Huh?
Do you know why it has 15 stars and 15 stripes?
Oh, yes, certainly I know. It is because, because the boss president like it better that way.
You are both very bad Americans. Every star and stripe is a state. Throw them together, and they are the United States.
Oh, very good.
Now make it for you, Mr. Boss, a present.
Mm. Well, thanks, funny one. They'll make us think of you when you're home in, what's the name of that place?
Don't speak, I'm Zuiderzee.
Fine, fine.
But don't speak, I'm Zuiderzee is not my home anymore.
Oh, yes, it is. You certainly can't stay here.
I certainly will stay here.
What? Pack your things. You're leaving today.
I will go with you.
Well, we're going into battle. Women don't know anything about fighting.
Ha. You don't know anything about women.
Does any man. Why don't you want to go home?
Oh, because.
Well, that's not a good enough excuse.
Mr. Boss, who is that girl? The one in the picture you bring back.
Oh, that... A lovely lady who lives in New Orleans.
Oh. Is that why you want me to go home?
You're a little fool, aren't you?
Yes. I know that before you say it. Her hair's very pretty, too. And her eyes, they... I will go, boss.
Boss, American ships are putting in.
Aha! There you are, Dominique. American boats. They come to join us. Come on, give them a welcome.
Hey, ring the bell. Ring the bell.
All right, you men, get into the longboat. Pilot them to the landing.
Viva los Americanos! Viva!
Hey, boss, what are they doing?
Firing on me.
Find friends, you got your feet. Let's give them a taste of your own food.
Now, hold your fire. Don't fire. Dominic, get boss. Get everybody out of here. Get them back to the bayou. Tell them to hide in the swamp.
Hey, boss. Back to the bayou. Follow you. Into the boat. Hey, get your enemies out. Get back to the swamp.
We let them come as friends, and they shut us down like dogs.
Boss, you pushed the boat all day to the swamp. Maybe you sleep a little now. Stars are out.
Not for those men lying in the sand back there.
Can't you forget yourself just for one moment?
No. They'll hang every man they caught today. At one day's trial in New Orleans and 4 feet of rope.
Maybe, Buck. But what those ships did to your men is only what you have done to other people.
That's not true.
I saw it on the Corinthians.
Those were never my orders.
But you were the boss.
Yes, that's right. I am the boss. And I'm to blame for every man dead at Barataria. And somebody's going to pay for it.
Now you want to kill some more. Oh, you're a funny man, boss. All you think of is fighting and killing. Don't you know there's such a thing in the world as love?
Yes. Now that's gone, too.
Now you cannot marry that lady of the picture.
Don't bother me with your silly questions.
But love is not a silly question.
What do you know about it?
A great deal. I'm in love.
Yes? With whom?
With you.
I don't know whether to bow to you or use this paddle on you.
It does not matter which. I love you.
When you're a little more grown up, you'll find some fine young...
I'm more grown up now than you will ever be. You spend your life fighting. And fighting is for little boys, not for men. And you're a very bad little boy. But I love you.
Oh, it's too late for all that. Too late for me and too early for you.
No, never it is too late and never it is too early to love.
Oh, boss. Boss, you don't even know what it is to be happy. I know a life you never even dreamed could be. You laugh when I say don't speak, I'm glad as they. But there's an old little house on a little river where the tulips, they are...
I'd turn your river to poison.
No, boss. And every day we say hello to an old stork who makes his nest on the roof. That is good luck. And all day the windmill sings, ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
Yes, it's a sweet dream, little Gretchen. And I thank you for it.
Oh, don't thank me. Take me there.
And leave my men rotting in cells or hiding like snakes in these swamps?
Nothing will make you forget.
No. The blood of my men is my own blood. We've got to get out of here. We've got to get on to New Orleans. I'll get those men out of jail
if... If you have to kill more to do it.
General Jackson must have known all about this. Jackson must be in New Orleans now. I'll see him there.
You're a funny man, boss.
General Jackson,
where is he? I can't.
General Jackson, ma'am. Why, he's just coming through the door.
Thank you. Ladies, gentlemen, I'm honored by this gracious welcome to New Orleans.
What can we do, General?
How can we aid you?
We need powder, food, and we need flints for our rifles. But above everything, we need men. Men to fight beside us for America. And now, I must beg you to excuse me.
Time for your bill, Andy.
What? Oh, no, not now, Mr. Peavy. Where's the defense counsel?
Wait me inside. I'll show you, Andy.
It's under you to carry a musket, General, but we have a right to know what'll happen to New Orleans.
Before I'll surrender this city, gentlemen, I'll burn it to the ground.
New Orleans will not be sacrificed to your madness.
No, I begin to know America's friends from our enemies, Senator Crawford.
The legislature will meet at once to discuss surrender.
I believe, Senator, your sympathies are with the enemy.
Better to be in the hands of the enemy than in the hands of a maniac.
Mr. Peavy.
What's bothering you, Andy?
Show these gentlemen out.
All right. Skedaddle now.
And shut the door, Mr. Peavy. I want to be alone for a while.
Stay as you are, General Jackson, and don't call your guard. I have you covered.
I'll call my guard when I'm ready. You seem to be looking for an easy way out of life. Where'd you come from?
I've been standing outside that window. I want to speak to you.
Who are you?
My name is Lafitte.
The pilot?
The privateer.
With a price on his head. I'll have no truck with men of your breed, Lafitte.
At this moment, you're not in a position to be exclusive.
You're an impudent devil and... What do you want?
The lives of my men.
Why should I give a horseshoe in Hades for their lives?
Among other things, to save your own.
Then I refuse. Your men are pirates. A scum fouling this city in its hour of need. And I don't relish threat.
And I don't relish talk. You'll sign the order for their release. Now.
Don't shoot, Mr. Peavy.
That's an old trick, General. I'll keep my eyes on you.
As you please. Mr. Peavy, this is Mr. Lafitte, the pirate.
Evening, Mr. Lafitte. Shall I pull the trigger now, Andy?
Mr. Peavy stands outside of windows, too. Have you anything to say, Lafitte, before I answer Mr. Peavy's question?
Well... I have some personal property to dispose of. A matter of 8,000 flints.
Flints? Musket flints? Where?
Where the powder is.
How much powder?
30 kegs, enough to work our cannon for a week.
Put your gun on the table, Mr. Lafitte. Thank you. Get out, Mr. Peavy.
Andy, can't I tie him up for you first?
No, thank you. Go on. Are you lying about those flints?
No. And I'm not lying about my men.
The flints, are they in the city?
When the last one of my men is released, I'll tell you.
How many men have you?
Enough to win this battle for you.
Where are they?
In the swamps and in jail.
Well, by the...
They're men who live by fighting, deserters from every nation under the sun. I'm a cannoneer of Napoleon, the blackest rogue unhung, and the best shot. All fighters.
And all with bloody hands, eh?
Like a soldier's.
A soldier fights for his country.
That's what we asked to do, and we're answered by bullets.
You didn't ask me.
I do now.
General Jackson.
What is it? What do you mean
by... Monsieur Villeray, he must see you.
This fellow here, Andy, I guess he wants to see you, all right?
Monsieur le Général, c'est incroyable, mais c'est vrai. Les Anglais ont apparu tout à l'heure.
Speak English, man.
Dans la maison même, moi je vais échapper seulement.
Speak English.
General, this man says the British have appeared at his plantation.
Where's that?
8 miles from the city, on the Bayou Cattle.
Are they in force?
The whole army.
We'll hold the line of the Rodriguez Canal. Mr. Peavy, call the officer of the guard. Have the bugler sound assembly. Colonel Butler, we are marched at once by the Chalmette Road.
The Chalmette Road, General.
Major Hans, get your Mississippi Dragoons into their saddles. Take the advance.
Yes, General.
Get General Coffee here. Assemble all commands at Chalmette. Get every man and musket into the ranks. Rouse the town. Body of death, I need men.
What's your price for feet?
Full pardon for my men.
And for you, sir?
1 hour's start when the battle's over.
It's a bargain. I'll sign the release.
Make it a carte blanche on the jail.
All right. Now get your devils out of the swamp and the jail and bring them to Summit.
Crawford hasn't surrendered the city.
Party of death. If he gets that letter stated to surrender...
It won't. If Crawford isn't there...
Then by the seven plagues of Egypt, he shouldn't be there. If someone has to run him through.
Thanks. I knew I'd like you, General.
This is Sugar Ray Leonard. Chances are pretty good you're not a prize fighter. But believe me, you have more power than the hardest punch who ever stepped into the ring. Just sign your name to an organ donor card, and you have the power to give life to someone whose kidneys have been destroyed by disease. Get your organ donor card from the National Kidney Foundation or indicate on your driver's license your desire to will your kidneys to others. Use your power for life. Pass it on.
I'm history. End of the road.
What?
I'm checking out of this crash dummy business once and for all.
But Vince, you can't quit. You're a legend. No crash dummy takes out a utility pole like you do.
That's all in the past now.
But Vince, this is a great job.
It is, huh?
Heck, I'd give an arm and a leg to keep it.
Larry, last year you gave 6 arms and 3 legs, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, for years we've been flossing our teeth with band belts.
For what? To prove that safety belts save lives.
Give me a break. Thousands die every year in auto accidents because they don't buckle up. It's not working.
But if we can convince just one person to buckle up, just one, don't you think all these headaches are worth it?
Yeah, you're driving home a good point, Bart.
You still in?
Well...
9 tomorrow, freeway pileup test.
Lead car?
She's all yours.
I'll be there.
All right.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Advertising Council.
Frank Brzee returns to the microphone.
It's time for Act 3 of The Buccaneer, starring Clark Gable.
With the British on the march to New Orleans, a swift series of events crowded each other in the race for defense. Lafitte, with the order for release in his pocket, opens the jail doors for his men.
We are free! The force, they got us free!
Fair fight with the traitor Crawford, the buccaneer pirate made certain that the legislature would not surrender the city.
I'll fight you tomorrow at the dueling hall.
Oh, no, Mr. Crawford. You didn't give my men at Barataria a formal invitation to be killed, but here's yours.
With Crawford dead, the city sprang to arms. Out went the call to Lafitte's men hiding in the swamps. Through the bayous they came, paddling madly toward New Orleans, the woods echoing to their battle cry.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The Lafitte wants you! Hallelujah!
Into the city they poured, up to the line of defense, to fight side by side with the regulars, repulsing every advance made by the British, driving them back inch by inch, until at last came the welcome cry.
Victory!
My
little sparrow. It was wonderful, eh? Everywhere you hear now, Lafitte, the great Lafitte, the brave Lafitte, Lafitte, his pirates, they saved the city.
And I was there too, was I not, Dominique?
Yeah.
I helped the boss too, and I carried the powder.
Oh, certainly. Oh, my little cockroach, it is so good, eh? No more they hang us, eh? No. You know, tonight they give a victory ball, the great victory ball. And for who? Huh? For Lafitte. Oh, well, of course, Jack's son, he will be there too. But the victory ball, it is,
yes,
for Lafitte.
And she will be there.
Huh?
In a lovely dress, and he will be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps she will kiss her.
What is this?
And then she will marry him.
Oh, well, that is how it is, eh?
Oh, I cannot help that I love him. He says my shoes squeak, but he makes my heart squeak, too.
Oh. Well, what is it that you want?
I want to go to the victory ball. I want to wear a more beautiful dress than hers. I want to sparkle more beautiful jewels than she has. I want my hair so lovely, her will look like hay. I want to be so grand and shiny, he won't even look at her when I walk by. I want to make him love me. Oh, Dominic.
Oh, by Jiminy Diabol. And who can do this for my little mackerel, eh? Me. Me, Dominic, you. I have more jewels than anybody else. I have the beautiful dresses, too. I have all you want. Look in that chest.
Huh? Dominic. Oh, how wonderful.
And all for you, my little shrimp.
But where did you get these things from?
Huh? Where? Oh, I don't remember. I think off the...
His Excellency, the Governor of Louisiana, Mr. Daniel Carroll, Captain Don Lafitte.
So, Captain Lafitte, General Jackson,
I have the honor to inform you, sir, that I have dispatched letters to the President commending you and your men for service to the country.
Thank you, sir. Your example was inspiring to us all.
Oh, General Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Your officers are brilliant as well as brave.
Mr. Remy, may I present Captain Lafitte, who has won the respect of the whole army.
Of the entire city. Captain Lafitte.
Your respect, mademoiselle, means everything. May I understand?
Certainly. Captain.
This way, mademoiselle. Let's get out of here. Now.
Only you. I'm so happy I could cry.
Let's laugh and stand out on the balcony where we can be alone.
Oh, Jean, it's all true. It is true, isn't it?
You mean, am I respectable? I hope so. And then?
Yes. What, Jean?
I've been trying to think of something nice to say.
Something sentimental.
I can feel the words. They get right up to here, and then...
Oh, don't bother. I know what they are. I'm thinking them, too. Darling.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
They told me Captain Lafitte was here.
Yes, mademoiselle.
Oh, Captain. Captain, how nice to find you. Do you remember me? We met one time on the sea.
You do appear in strange places, mademoiselle. Oh, this is Miss Delini, Miss,
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? The captain is really a delightful, wicked man. Don't you think so?
I found him both. Mm-hmm.
But mostly wicked.
You flatter me, mademoiselle. Shall we dance in that?
But you haven't admired my new coiffure.
Yes, it's very nice.
My dress? Does it not excite you?
Not as much as your presence, mademoiselle.
Oh, now you tease me.
Oh, it is a beautiful dress, mademoiselle. I know where you had it made.
Oh, yes? In Gay Paris.
Oh, no. In Gay New Orleans. Your dressmaker made one just like it for my sister, Mary.
Your sister?
Yes. This has the same tucks and everything. She took it with her when she sailed in the Corinthian.
The Corinthian?
Oh, excuse me. What a strange little creature. I've seen her before somewhere.
Annette, your sister was on the Corinthian?
Yes, was. Jean, why do you look like that? Have you heard anything about Mary?
No. No, nothing.
Oh. Now I remember that girl. She was on the dock with Mary. She was sailing on the Corinthian, too. I'm going to ask her.
Annette, please. Please don't ask her, Annette.
But why, Jean, what is it?
Annette, believe me. Trust me.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to find that girl. Wait, mademoiselle, please. I want to speak.
But I must go.
You were on the Corinthian, weren't you?
No. No, you make a mistake.
But I remember you well.
Anything
I
wrong, Miss DeRemy?
This girl, she was on the Corinthian.
The Corinthian? Why, it's never been reported from Havana.
Where did you leave the Corinthian, miss?
I don't remember.
You didn't fall overboard, did you?
Yes. Yes, I fall overboard. The big splash and I swim. Well, good night.
You didn't swim all the way back, did you?
Oh, he picked me up. That man over there. Please, I must go now.
Oh, he picked you up. One of Lafitte's men picked you up.
Yeah, me, Dominique, you. I pulled this little mackerel out.
Oh, what is all this? Where is the Corinthian? Where did you leave my sister?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But how? Why? You're wearing her miniature.
No. No, that's mine.
It's the one I gave her. It's my mother's picture. How did you get it?
I found it. I found it, please.
Oh, no, you didn't. And you didn't find that dress.
Charlotte! Aunt Charlotte! She's wearing Marie's dress!
She's from the Corinthian!
The beach man brought her!
Where's the beach? I'll kill her!
Where's the Arroyo?
The Corinthian was attacked by Lafitte, wasn't it? Speak up, girl!
Oh, no, he...
Speak up, you hear?
Let this girl go.
Why? She was a witness.
So am I. I was there when the Corinthian burned.
If he admits it. No, Jean, I don't believe it. You couldn't have...
Now, Lafitte.
You wouldn't believe the truth if you heard it, Governor.
Tell me, I'll believe it.
Tell us all.
Gentlemen, the Corinthian was sunk, and every soul on board but one was lost.
Not by you, Jean. Not by you.
What difference does it make now, Annette? I was their boss.
My son was on that ship. Oh,
come along, that boat.
Every passenger lost. He can't get away now. Get her off.
One moment, please. This city is under martial law.
He's outside the law.
He can't get Corinthians.
They killed all hands.
It's an order of yours, General Jackson.
Oh, I'm in command here. Lafitte, are you responsible for sinking the Corinthian?
I am responsible.
That's enough.
Hang him! Come on, take your fire now!
Just a minute.
General, surely you're not going to defend this man?
No, sir. But I made a deal with him. He joined our forces and he fought well. And for that service, I promised him a pardon for his men and 1 hour's start for himself. And by the eternal, that 1 hour's start he shall have.
Thank you, General. Annette, I'm not as guilty in this as you think. I knew nothing of your sister. For your belief in me, I am grateful. But unworthy. Gentlemen, I leave you. An American, New Orleans.
Well, I think we make it, boss. They never catch this boat now. What flag we break out, boss?
We have no flag.
Huh? Well, what course we steer? Where we go?
Straight out to sea.
Aye, aye, boss. Be hammon, Capitan.
All hands straight up! Where away the yard!
Mr. Boss.
Gretchen, you shouldn't have come here.
I go where my boss go.
We're going out to sea. This deck under our feet is our only country.
Well, it's a good deck.
And our home port, sooner or later, will be the bottom of the sea.
I'll be there, too. With you, boss.
John Lafitte has sailed back into the past. In his place stands Clark Gable. Our evening would be only half complete without a word from Mr. Gable.
Well, I'll make it brief, Mr. DeVille. Those who saw your picture know, without my telling them, what a fine performance Frederick Marsh turned in as Jean Lafitte. I'm very grateful to you for giving me the chance to step into Lafitte's boots on the air. If I measured up to the standards set by Mr. Marsh, I would be still happier. I'd like to thank everyone in the cast. But better yet, Mr. DeVille, I really think that Miss Bradner, Mr. Tamiroff, and Miss Michael should come up here and take their own vows.
Let the ladies talk first. I'm a very polite fellow.
Thank you, Akim. Oh, I don't know how I sounded, Mr. DeMille, playing a Dutch girl with my French accent in an American play. However, though, I'm a very loyal listener. This was my first time on a Lux Radio Theater, and if it's as nice as this all the time, I surely hope you let me come back.
Very, very nice, Alain. And now, Miss Michael.
Well, you seem to be running the show, Akim, but it's all right. Fire away.
It's all quite understandable, Mr. DeMille, with Mr. Tamiroff playing a big part in your new picture, Union Pacific. I think he's entitled to get at the microphone as soon as he can. Goodness knows he's trying.
Shh. Get her, please.
It's all yours, Akim. Thank you, Mr. DeMille, for a grand evening.
Good night, Gertrude. Now, Mr. Tamiroff, go ahead with your latest barrage.
Well, I just want to tell you, Mr. DeMille, I have all my homework done for my part in Union Pacific. You make me a bullwhacker, so I practice for 3 months, and now I can use the bullwhip like nobody's business. I can snap a cigarette out of your mouth. No, like that. You want me to try it?
No, I've temporarily stopped smoking.
Too bad. But let me tell you, making pictures is the best education in the world. Why, once I played a deaf mute, so now I can speak the sign language. Another time I was a fiddle player, so I studied and became a beautiful violinist. Well, sometime I'd like to play a man who makes $1 million. Good night, Mr. DeMille.
Thank you for joining me for another production of the Radio Theater. This is Frank Rizzi saying good night to you from Hollywood.